Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In local news, the Atlantic School Board Tuesday approved the purchase of a diesel-powered 84-passenger bus and a propane-powered 64-passenger bus. Transportation Director Dave Eccles had recommended the purchases because the current 84-passenger bus is on its last legs.
Our 84-passenger bus is one that every time we send it out, we pray for divine intervention that we'll see it come back again and it's not in behind a wrecker. We've got another 64-passenger bus that is going to nickel and dime us to death in the next year if we don't do something about it.
That's School District Superintendent Mike Amstein, who said the new 84-passenger bus would have a larger undercarriage carrying capacity. Using a small propane-powered bus, he said, would save the district money in the long run. Amstein says the problems experienced years ago with propane-powered engines has not cropped up in recent years, according to the other school districts he's spoken with. The buses are not likely to be delivered to the district until sometime in July. In other business, the Atlantic School Board amended the 2011-2012 district calendar to make May the 18th of this year as the last day of school.
This day will make up for February 15th dismissal that we allowed for students and employees to be off to go to the state wrestling tournament.
The board also approved an increase in the price of school lunch prices. Last year, the district increased prices by a nickel, but the state said that should have been about 13 cents. An Iowa Department of Education consultant told the district it should increase the cost by a minimum of 4.18% for the upcoming year, especially considering the increase in cost of fruits and vegetables for the National School Lunch Program. The school board tabled action on changing the driver's education fee for this summer until its next regular meeting, when more specific information is available on the cost. News time is 8:04.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Elsewhere in area news, the Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved a Revitalized Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, local development grant application submitted by the City of Stewart. Up to $303,750 will be made available to assist in construction of about 1,100 feet of South 7th Street in Stewart, about 500 feet southwest of Southwest 8th Street and intersection improvements on South Gaines Streets and South Division Street located on the southwest side of town. The project is anticipated to be completed by November of this year. The project is necessary to provide access to 86 acres for light industrial purposes, and funding for that grant comes from the city's share of the RISE Fund. Well, the Adams County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a Villisca man suffered incapacitating injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident Tuesday morning in the western part of the county. 32-year-old Dean Richard Orr was traveling north on Birch Avenue from Highway 34 at around 7:20 a.m. when his 1996 Buick Park Avenue slid through the intersection at 210th Street. The vehicle continued north on Birch. As it approached the T intersection with 205th Street, the car went off the west side of the road. When Orr overcorrected, the car rolled six times and landed in the north ditch. Officials say Orr, who was traveling too fast for road conditions, was ejected from the vehicle through the side door window as the car rolled. He was transported by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. He'll face charges which include driving while suspended, failure to maintain control, failure to have insurance, and not wearing a seatbelt. The car was a total loss. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports this morning a Hastings man was arrested Monday night in Cedar Rapids for failure to appear in Adams County on an original charge of circumventing an ignition interlock device, which is designed to prevent an individual from operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. 22-year-old Seth Everett White was arrested in Cedar Rapids at around 7:40 p.m. Monday and transported back to Adams County, where he was being held without bond. Public hearings will be held this morning in Atlantic with regard to an amendment to the fiscal year 2012 Cass County budget and the proposed fiscal year 2013 county budget. The hearings take place shortly after the Board of Supervisors convene their regular meeting at 9 a.m. And following the hearing, the board will act on adopting the amended fiscal year 2012 budget and amending the fiscal year 2012 county budget appropriations. In addition, the supervisors will act on adopting the fiscal year 2013 county and secondary roads budgets, which includes receiving and acting on a county compensation board recommendation for elected officers' compensation. The board will also act to approve an agreement for the use of County Road N-28 as a detour while Highway 148 is widened and resurfaced from Manita south to Highway 92. That project is expected to begin in May and end in November. More than 750 county officials will be traveling to Des Moines this week for education, skills, training, and networking. The Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC, will be holding its 69th Spring School of Instruction March 15th through the 16th at the Des Moines Marriott downtown. In addition, ISAC will award scholarships to 8 outstanding high school students during their business meeting and awards ceremony on March the 15th, Thursday. Scholarships in the amount of $3,000 will be awarded to Amanda Kesterson, a student at the Denison High School, and Amanda Steffes from the Audubon High School. A runner-up scholarship in the amount of $1,500 will also be awarded to Paige Kennan from the Atlantic High School. Ethan Westring from the Atlantic High School will receive a $2,000 scholarship from the Iowa County's Information Technology Organization. And Michaela Kennedy from Abraham Lincoln High School will receive the past president's scholarship in the amount of $3,000. Also during ISAC's business meeting, county officials will review and approve the association's budget for the fiscal year 2013. Officials at the USDA Rural Development have announced Iowa's USDA Director Bill Menner will be in Wyota this coming Monday to participate in a public tour of Wyota Wind Energy's new 1.5 megawatt hour wind turbine. The turbine, which is located at 68752 Independence Road in Wyota, will be open for public tours from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday. Representatives will be on hand to talk about the project and answer any questions. Wyota Wind Energy LLC was formed in 2011 and includes several private local investors. The organization's first commercial-sized, community-owned wind turbine is expected to generate as many as 5,900 megawatt-hours of energy annually, with a design life of 20 to 25 years. A power purchase agreement has been made with the local power cooperative. USDA Rural Development participated in the project by providing a more than $504,000 loan guarantee through its Rural Energy for America program. Taking a look at our national news headlines and world headlines of this hour, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is spending 2 days campaigning in Puerto Rico, which holds its primary on Sunday. Santorum won yesterday's contests in Mississippi and Alabama, but didn't gain any ground in the race for delegates against frontrunner Mitt Romney. Santorum added at least 35 delegates, but Romney added at least 41 after last night's caucus wins in Hawaii and American Samoa. A little more than a year after Japan suffered a devastating earthquake and tsunami, the island nation has experienced another strong tremor. But today's 6.8 magnitude quake in the northern part of the country caused no reported injuries or damage. Hours later, a quake rattled the Tokyo area. Again, there have been no reports of damage. And it is March, of course, but it feels like May in much of the U.S. Temperatures from the Plains States to New England have been ranging from the high 60s to the low 80s, smashing dozens of high records. And forecasters are predicting temperatures will likely remain unusually high through the rest of the month. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Dorothy McGuire, age 89 of Audubon, died Sunday. Massive Christian burial service for Dorothy McGuire will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Heron, age 44 of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Raymond Heron will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ralph Lett, age 92 of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ralph Lett will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bernice Cassidy, age 97 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bernice Cassidy will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Lewis Congregational United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Dusty Rhodes, age 64 of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Cumberland and Atlantic areas, died Friday. Graveside services for Roy Rhodes will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Clarence Petrie, age 104 of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Clarence Petrie will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church northwest of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Delmer Dean Larson, age 72 of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Delmer Larson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Ann Swanson, age 99 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Ann Swanson will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Henson reporting.